genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, as you know, Randall, is extremely controversial today. There's a lot of desperate opinions out there. People use terms like Frankenstein foods. And what's dismaying as a trained scientist is that most of the claims, if not all the claims against GMOs, have no foundation in science. Every country in the world that has a National Academy of Sciences, including our own, steadfastly claims that there's never been anything in the scientific literature to show any harm done to our livestock, to the animals we feed GMOs to human health. It's just another way that science is trying to create more nutritious foods in order to feed the challenge that we have, and that's 9 billion people in the next 50 years. So what these surveys show, that so many people are misinformed about GMOs, that we need to do a better job in bringing science education to the forefront so that we can create a better informed citizenry.
The survey shows that 92% of Floridians want to know more about GMOs, and thus Payne says a better effort to inform the public about food safety is needed.
It's really up to us to try to create educational opportunities so people can look at every side of the issue. We don't want to create the policy. We're not going to tell people what to believe in, but we need them to understand how humans get the truth as we know it, and that's through the scientific method. No other way has been invented to date that does it any better, and get them to understand that the results are there and that farmers and scientists and the humankind in general have been messing with the genes of their plants since the beginning of agriculture. That's why you have so many different species of cattle and hopefully many different nutritional kinds of food because of this technology.
You can find the results of the survey at www.piecenter.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.